Okay, so you think you know your users, right? You've done your personas. You really have got an understanding of how your market breaks down and the different segmentations and all of that kind of stuff. And good for you. Good for you for putting that work in to understand who the users of your website are. But do you really know them? I want to push you and encourage you to try a bit harder to really get under the skins of your users. When was the last time you went to visit one of your users? You know, not just usability testing, not when you get them into the office and you sit them in front of a computer and you get them to complete certain tasks. When was the last time you went round their house? You sat down with them and talked with them. Talked with them about the way they use the internet, the way they use your site, what they want, what their expectations are. Just had an opportunity to understand their life a little bit, what motivates them in life, how they feel about using computers, a chance to see around their house and see the environment they live in, the distractions that are there, family commitments, TV, you know, children playing under their feet, all of those things, all the texture that makes up an individual's life, all of which will influence the way they respond on your website. Whether it be because it's hard to concentrate because of all the distractions that are going on, or whether it be because of some cultural influence on them that means that they respond to some of your imagery in a particular way, or whether it be that they're amazingly busy and so have only got a few moments to deal with whatever it is they need to deal with on your website. So it's not enough just to have, you know, a nice persona and a little bit of information and an idea of what your demographic group, your target audience falls into. You really need to know them. And even if you just meet with, you know, those individuals a few times, the same people, so you really get to know who they are, and then design the site just around those. I was listening to Merlin Mann's talk at South by Southwest, where he was talking about blogging and who do you blog for. And John Gruber, who was also presenting with Merlin, said, it was the other way around, it was Merlin that said it, said, I write for one particular person. I have a person in my mind and that's who I write for, and it's them that I want to impress. And I suggest you should be doing the same thing with your own website.